And we pause now to acknowledge the death of a political pioneer. Former U.S. Congresswoman Shirley Chisholm died at her home in Florida over this weekend. Much of the nation will remember her as the country's first serious black presidential candidate. Day-to-Day's Karen Grigsby Bates has this remembrance.
Shirley Chisholm made history when she became the first black woman to enter the United States Congress in 1969 as the representative from Brooklyn's Bedford-Stuyvesant district. But it wasn't until 1972 that much of the nation came to know her. That's when she made this announcement, recalled in the documentary of her life, Unbought and Unbossed.
I stand before you today as a candidate for the Democratic nomination for the presidency of the United States of America.
More than a decade before Jesse Jackson would launch a presidential campaign with the support of many members of the Congressional Black Caucus, Shirley Chisholm's campaign for the same office was met with mixed feelings from her male peers. Behind closed doors, many complained Chisholm was jumping above herself running for president. Their private complaint? If anyone in the caucus was going to do that, it should have been one of us. The time isn't right for a woman to do this. But Mrs. Chisholm, as nearly everyone called her, didn't much worry about what men thought about her ambition. Again, her recollection from Unbought and Unbossed.
Some of those men thought I had horns in my head because of what they had heard and felt about me. Of course, the media said she's a fighting woman. She doesn't take anything from anybody. So I think they thought I was coming down there really to take them on immediately.
Chisholm's 72 run was more symbolic than anything else, but it opened doors later for other black politicians who followed in her steps, including an unelected official named Jesse Lewis Jackson. She supported his nomination when Jackson made his first presidential run in 1984. Shirley Chisholm had to endure sexism within the House and derision outside it. Comedian Richard Pryor used to convulse his audiences when he referred to Chisholm's plain looks in his stand-up act. She reminded him, he infamously said, of a mule eating a ginger snap. If that hurt, Chisholm didn't acknowledge it. Instead, she stepped briskly through the halls of the Capitol, dressed neatly in feminine suits, the heels of her patent leather pumps clickety-clacking on the marble floors as a trail of young aides huffed to keep up. Chisholm served 7 terms in Congress and left in 1982. Liberal and moderate politicians had been too cowed by the political right, she said, to be effective. Two, she wanted to spend time with her second husband, Arthur Hardwick. He'd been badly injured in an auto collision, and his near death haunted her. Anne Chisholm wanted to enjoy music and friends and read books she'd delayed delving into for far too long. In short, she wanted a life. Retirement from the political arena gave that to her. Shirley Chisholm died as she'd been living since her retirement, quietly, at her home in Ormond Beach, Florida, after a series of strokes. She was 80 years old. For Day to Day, I'm Karen Grigsby Bates.